8. The only item posted on the notice of the meeting is a work session, possible work session on House Bill 3633. And I just ask whether there's anybody who has come to present today on it, which we could do in work session if they had done so. We are waiting for amendments to be drafted to the bill and expect an extensive discussion of those amendments at our meeting tomorrow. But I just want to make sure there's the opportunity for anybody who would be in attendance.
Mr. Chair, the amendments may not be ready tomorrow.
Well, we're already discussed with the Attorney General. Posting it, we actually going through and grossed copy, hand-grossed, okay, so that we can see what the effect would be, even though the final version of the amendments would not be ready yet.
Okay.
So not hearing any, then I will not open a work session on House Bill 3633. And the only other item of business for our meeting is to seek authority to request a bill draft from a legislative council for introduction by the Rules Committee, but at the recommendation of this committee, on a piece of the property and drug offender package that is in motion within the building. And it may be desirable to have a separate piece of legislation that would address the alternative incarceration program piece. It's not clear that will necessarily happen, but it is the aim to have a package that may include that element in a separate bill, which would need to be requested with authorization from the Speaker's office. So the chair would invite a motion to request the Speaker's office to authorize the preparation of a bill at this committee's request on the alternative incarceration program, and which would then be introduced, I believe, Council at the by the Rules Committee.
Chairman, as a committee, we would get the draft back to us. We would then introduce it. Because of the rules, you can't. Only Rules Committee and a few other select committees can post after the 6th. It would go to Rules Committee.
But it would be a request from this committee.
Correct. Yeah. And I'd make that motion that we ask for authorization to draft the bill that would go to Rules.
Mr. Chair, would you explain the procedure again, what we're talking about?
Right. The procedure is for this committee to request the Speaker's office to authorize the preparation of a further bill, which would be a bill on the alternative incarceration program elements of the property and drug offender legislation that is pending elsewhere in the building, so that it is available as an element in a package of bills with its own legislation in case it becomes desirable to have those provisions contained within a separate piece of legislation. And it may be desirable to do it in that way. It's unclear because there are this is a rapidly moving package, and it may evolve in other directions, but so that we have that option, and because we have such a short time available to us in this session, we want to have all the options available.
Mr. Chair, this is the same. I mean, this is part of the thing that the property crimes work group's been on with Annie Olson, myself, and the District Attorneys Association is all right with this.
Yes. For the record, Mr. Neely is nodding in the back of the room on behalf of the ODAA.
Yes. I think we're all right.
Okay, very good. So the motion by Representative Barker is
Representative Wisdom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not part of it, and I've been tried to keep apprise of what's going on by caucus members, but the work group, are they going to submit? Is they planning to submit two bills? Could this AIP program not be part of their program?
Yeah, the reason for requesting this bill draft is that it may be desirable to have a separate piece of legislation which would have its own life and vitality and effectiveness apart from what's moving through the process otherwise. That is, it may be that it's desirable to have everything contained in one piece of legislation, but it may also be desirable to have the AIP addressed in a separate piece of legislation that is coordinated in how it moves with the other, but not in housed in one bill.
Follow up, Mr. Chair?
You may.
Okay. Again, I'm not on the work group, so if the chair or Representative Krieger can. The plan for the bill that's in this work group is going to be a referral. Is that correct?
That is one of the options. I mean, there's a potential that it may be a referral. There's still discussion about having a bill that would be enacted by the legislature without a referral to the people.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, if I could add, at the Senate Judiciary Committee this afternoon, there will be an amendment to a bill that's already been filed, which would contain all the other provisions. And at this stage, and I say at this stage, and this thing changes about every half hour, it would be a referral to the voters. And I believe the intent of this is to take care of this issue through a statutory fix, which would go into effect probably 30 or 90 days after session.
Okay. Follow-up question, Mr. Chair?
Yes?
A referral goes to the people as part of the Constitution.
Not necessarily. Referrals can either be statutory referrals or constitutional amendments.
How is this one going?
Chair, members of the committee, this is a statute. At least the draft that I just read 10 minutes ago is a statutory referral.
Yeah.
And so is Mannix's statutory.
That's right.
Mannix's bill is statutory.
So that means it's not a constitution.
Correct.
And this proposal, this placeholder we're going to put out is going to be a referral or a statutory legislation?
Chair, members of the committee, this would be purely, from what my understanding from talking to all the parties, some of them as late as 5:30 last night, this would be purely a statute like anything else. This would go through the legislative process. Mm-hmm. It would be simply a legislative change, and it would not go to the voters, and as a result, it could take effect a lot sooner than an initiative referral to the voters.
Okay.
Follow up, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Representative, isn't it?
The statement by Mr. Neely, you recognize that statement? Do we need to have him come up and put that on the record that the district attorneys support this action that you're asking us to do?
If you would feel more comfortable having Mr. Neely put that on the record, we could certainly do that.
Thank you.
Mr. Neely.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Kevin Neely representing the Oregon District Attorneys Association. Committee Counsel Taylor and the chair have well described the situation right now, and I think it's safe to say that this introduction is a very important piece of our continuing negotiations around this. I don't think it's certain that this legislation will be needed, but at this point, without it, it would really hinder our negotiating process. So I encourage this committee to move forward with the process described by Chair Taylor, or by Council Taylor, and Chair McPherson, and hopefully we'll be able to, maybe even as early as this afternoon, announce that we have a good, solid way to move forward on this complicated issue.
Quick question for this.
Yeah, Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Neely, so in the Senate, they may include an AIP in the bill that they're working on, and we would not need this?
Chair McPherson, Representative Wisnett. I 5 minutes ago, a meeting started in the governor's office that I should be at, and I'd hate to commit us to anything at this point. I do think, as Council Taylor described, right now, one of the things we're talking about is a bifurcated process with enactment of some modifications to the alternative incarceration programs, which are treatment programs that occur in prison, boot camp, things like that. That would be enacted, and there would be the possibility of a referral related to the property offense the property offense piece of this. I don't think that that's a certainty at this point, and I think if, in fact, we go the enactment route, it may all be in one bill. But if we don't go the enactment route, it's almost certain that we'll need this bill. And even if we do go the enactment route, we may need two bills to do that. I haven't even looked at the relating clause on the other bill. And so I think, again, what this action that you guys are undertaking today does is give us the most amount of flexibility to resolve a complicated issue. And so, again, I'd encourage your support.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, question.
Go ahead.
I understand the work group and the governor's office, the issue is two crimes or three crimes. The draft that we're going to, or the request we're going to make through the rules committee, are we going to talk about second crime or third crime, or is that part of the AIP program at all?
Mr. Chair, Vice Chair Wisnant, I think that would be part of the discussion around what happens with property offenders, not part of the discussion around what happens with the alternative incarceration program. I think what we're trying to do on the alternative incarceration program is just modify how it's applied to offenders, and that piece would be in the property offender side. And again, that's clearly you've identified one of the areas that we continue to negotiate.
Mr. Chair, last question.
Go ahead.
Thank you for your patience. Do we know if Mr. Mannix supports this concept or not?
Mr. Chair, Vice Chair Wisnant, that's I would not speak for Mr. Mannix on this front. I think that obviously we're trying to work with all of the parties here, and as we move forward, certainly we'll include him in these discussions.
Representative Flores.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Neely, I believe I heard you say that the importance of this alternative incarceration separate bill is to leverage negotiations that are underway. So are you asking us to move forward a piece or introduce a piece of legislation that is perhaps a piece of political leveraging here?
Mr. Chair, Representative Flores, I think that right now the question is, do we have the flexibility we need to include all of the pieces of the negotiated settlement? And it appears if we go one direction, we won't have a bill to handle a portion of that. What this would do is allow us to have a bill to handle the alternative incarceration piece of this. I know it's an area you've been interested in for many years. I think that this would allow us to enact some important measures on that front if we get this bill.
Just a comment, Mr. Chair, and it's a shame that we couldn't do address the alternative incarceration piece when we had 6 months to do it in 07.
Any other questions or discussion of the motion?
I'm sorry. I said it was the last question, but... Okay, what if the new bill that's being worked by this group doesn't happen? Does our bill then go away?
Well, the bill that we're requesting to be drafted would be accessible. It will be introduced by the Rules Committee because it's too late to be introduced by this committee. But it will be pending within this session, and obviously on its own merits, within the scope of its relating clause, things can happen to it. I mean, that's where when you request a bill be drafted, the potential scope of it is confined by the relating clause, and then with whatever changes are made, if any, to that bill, it has a life of its own, and it could survive or die when we adjourn the session.
Thank you for your responses, Mr. Chair.
Any further questions or discussion of the motion by Representative Barker? Representative Flores.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I just have a question for you, and it's simply in regard to the stated technical process or protocol here. It was my understanding as we came in, and as Council Taylor has indicated, things change every 5 minutes. Oh, I think you said half hour. I think it's every five minutes. There were to be 50 bills in the House, 50 in the Senate, and are we still within that? Because I understood there were like 54 in the Senate, and we were a couple short on this side, so are we balancing the equation that there's 100 in the legislature overall, or does that make any difference here?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senator Flores, I think that is correct. I understand from our discussions in the Speaker's office yesterday that the House is under the 50. That's the reason we're requesting the bill here and not the Senate side.
And because the Senate side is over the 50?
I don't know whether they're over. I know that that the House was not over 50. I don't know that much about the Senate and the numbers, but I do know looks like they have more bills over there. I can just from looking at the sheet. So.
Yeah.
And I would observe that at the request of the Speaker's office that each committee have just one bill. The House Judiciary Committee has conformed to that position until now with just one bill. And so this is only a minor step outside of what had been requested of us originally by the Speaker's office, and that for a committee that routinely handles more legislation than any other committee in the building. So I think we have been very moderate in how we have approached this supplemental session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just in reference to that, I think I appreciate your leadership in that, and we've only had to deal with one issue, and we know exactly what it is. If we put this motion forward and we end up with this bill, based on the discussion that's happening outside this room, I think it's important. Is this bill going to come back to us to do the work on it, or is it going to go someplace else?
Council Taylor.
Mr. Chair, in talking to Ramona yesterday, the process will be that the bill will come back to us, we will introduce it, but it will go to Rules Committee because of the February 6th date, in the sense that only certain committees, Rules Committee being one of them, can post a bill after that date. So it will go through Rules Committee.
Like that.
But my assumption is that by the time it gets to Rules Committee, we'll probably know where we stand in all these negotiations and probably know exactly what the language is going to be and everything like that. So,
if I may, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just want to, I'm sure that it's, there is a work group, obviously, Representative Krieger's on that, what caught me off guard is we're going to be introducing a bill to deal with this one silo issue, and I think it's important as long as that's being dealt with within the context of the whole issue, that's, something I'm supportive of.
Mr. Chair,
yeah. Representative Wisdom.
Representative Cameron brings up a good point. Do you think the Speaker's office would be receptive to changing that law to allow us? I think this is the expertise that should address, not the Rules Committee.
Well, and I would say that's...
Could we vote as a committee to request the Speaker refer it to us or rescind their sixth?
What I would urge is that the action before us is to request the drafting of the bill. What happens to it as it is introduced then will be subject to further events. And things are happening very quickly in this session as they need to. And just exactly what the fate of this separate bill will be is too soon to tell. And we can certainly make that request at the time we have the bill back in our possession. But at this point, the action before us is to request that a bill be drafted. Any further discussion of the motion? If not, then we have a motion before us to request authorization from the Speaker's office to have the Legislative Council prepare a new bill on the alternative incarceration program. There's no further discussion of that motion. We will take a roll call vote.
Aye.
Representative
Cameron.
Aye.
Representative
Flores.
Aye.
Representative Flores.
Aye.
Representative Barker. Aye. Representative Wisman. Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We have a bill drafting authorization request then to be submitted to the Speaker's office. That concludes that piece of business and concludes our agenda for today. We will be meeting tomorrow to hear a presentation on proposed amendments to House Bill 3633. That there be no further business before the committee, then the House Judiciary Committee for Thursday, February 7, 2008, is adjourned.